today, إن شاء الله تعالى, by the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى, to study that, to see where they live. It's very important for us. So, we need to identify two things. الجن الصالح والجن الكافر. As we described it before, and we know now that every jinn believer, and he believes Allah and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the books of Allah, all the Messenger of Allah, the hereafter, they are became like the jinn mu'min, believer. They love to live, number one, in the empty place, clean empty place. Not a dairy to a dairy, because on the other hand, the disbeliever of al-jinn, which they are ash-shayateen. So the shaitan, he has also his tribe. Every single jinn who disbelieves Allah, and disbelieves the message of the Prophet ﷺ, and all the angels, all the books, all the prophets, they are shayateen. Devils. They love to live in the crowded place. Among the people, they love to live in the dirty place. So al-jinn al-salih, the righteous jinn, like to live in an empty place, clean place, not a crowded place. Because they want to mention Allah tabaraka ta'ala, as you all the time when you need to be alone with your Lord, you sit down on a side, you study the Quran, you make dhikr, you make dua, they all must say the same. But al-jinn, Al-Kafir, the shayateen, they love to live in a crowded place, in a dirty place. Right. Al-Jinn al-Mu'min, the believer jinn, yantashiruna in nahar. They go to the masajid, they pray in the masjid by fajr, and after the fajr, they sleep all over in the daytime. Seeking food, seeking risk, provision from Allah, that exactly the same like humans. In the other hand, the disbeliever of al-jinn, al-shayateen, where they love to be in the night time. Like the thief, the raver, they also, the ahl al-fasad, the people of the disobedience, those people in the club, those people actually are thieves, the best time for them, the daytime or the night time, the thief, night time, exactly the same. They are the jinn, the disbeliever of the jinn, they love to be in the right time like the thief, like the raver, like the disobedient people, like those who need to drink, the people drink in the night or the night time or daytime, they love to go to buy the liquor and the wine or the beer in the night time because they want to spend the night. The jinn is the same thing. They bring all of us in the night time. The disbeliever of the jinn, call it al-shayateen. Right. We have hadith together today in Bukhari Sharif, the most trusted book after the book of Allah, the authentic hadith. Abu Sa'sa al-Ansari قال, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri قال له, he said, Abu Sa'sa al-Ansari, he said that Abu Sa'id رضي الله عنه وارضى Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sa'id in the late one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا كنت في غنمك أو باديتك تأذنت للصلاة فارفع صوتك بالنداء فإنه لا يسمع صوت المؤذن إنس ولا جن إلا شهد له يوم القيامة. If you walk in your bedouin the desert, or tiranic, you have like a goat and lamb and so on and so. They free advice for those people who live in a desert and who live with the cattle. That means like goat, lamb, whatever it is. The adhan to the salah, if the time of the salah comes and you make adhan for the salah, raise your voice. ترفع صوتك بالأذان. What is the purpose of that? Because if you raise your voice with أذان, فإنه لا يسمع الأذان إنس ولا جن إلا شاهد له يوم القيامة. Anybody will hear the Adhan from the ins, from the human or the jinn, he will testify for you and give the judgment. Testify for who? The Muazzin, the one who make the Adhan. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about Bilal, قال أطولكم أعناقا يوم القيامة Bilal. The most one you will be higher, more above all the people in the day of the judgment is who? Bilal رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Bilal رضي الله عنه وارضاه. The Muazzin, if you love the Adhan, anybody will hear you Adhan, he will testify for you in the day of the judgment, Ya Allah, I bear witness that I hear the Adhan from Sheikh Abdullah, from Sheikh Sa'd, from so and so, he testified for you. This is the best action in Islam when you meet the Adhan. So raise your voice, because everyone will hear your Adhan, he will testify for you, actually, in the day of the judgment. It will be credit for you in the day of the judgment. Right. So Alhamdulillah, we know about this. Number two, why did the ins and jinn, not only the human, testify for you? The jinn also, the jinn who? The believer jinn, the righteous jinn, he will testify for you. The second hadith I would like to share with you today, hadith Ibn Qayyad. It's been far fetched. And concentrate with me about this hadith. Ibn Qayyad, the one whom the Sahaba, a lot of companions, they thought he is a Dajjal. Ibn Qayyad, he was living in Medina, and a lot of companions, they thought he is a Dajjal, because he looks like him. The description which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about a Dajjal, when you look to Ibn Qayyad, you will find a lot of this description on Ibn Qayyad, and he was living in Medina. Abu Sa'id also, radiallahu anhu, arda, the one who read the hadith, he said, لقيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض طرق المدينة. Abu Sa'id narrated in this hadith that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he met Ibn Qayyad in one of the roads in the Medina. And what did he say? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, قال أتشهد أني رسول الله. There is a hikmah for that. He said to Ibn Qayyad, and people in Medina they testify he is Rasulullah. But he came to Ibn Qayyad. It's suspicion, and he said that's why the Sahaba, some of the Sahaba, they thought when the Prophet ﷺ told him, the Prophet, he thinks about he is a Dajjal. Allah knows about exactly the real meaning of this. He said, he came to Ibn Qayyad, and he told him, أتشهد أني رسول الله تستفاي, you bear witness that I am the messenger of Allah. فقال هو Ibn Qayyad, he answered. Same thing to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أتشهد أني رسول الله, are you bear witness also that I am the messenger of Allah? He answered the asking the same question. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he answered. قال آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه. I believe in Allah and all the angels and all the book and اليوم الآخر and the hereafter. The Prophet testified, call it the Tawheed. This is the character. This is the believer. When you believe this four. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ترى هو ابن طياب. What did you see? Look at the hadith. What did you see? قال أرى عرشا على الماء. I saw a throne above the water. Throne over the water. The عرش or above the water. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنه عرش إبليس. It is the throne of Iblis. Iblis is named the Shaitan. You know the Shaitan, he has his arsh, his kingdom, above the water. So Ibn Sayyad, he declared to the Prophet ﷺ, when the Prophet asked him, what did you see? Just to show you where he lives. And then Ibn Sayyad said, I saw arsh, a throne kingdom over the above the world. Throne above the world. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه عرش إبليس. Is the throne of Iblis. Throne of what? Iblis. Meaning for what? Meaning that him and his tribe and his followers every day they meet above the water in his kingdom. He built his kingdom above the water. Then after that we need to make a comment about that. Subhanallah, he gathered all his children, all his followers every day above the water, every day, the Iblis, and he asked them one by one, come here my son, what did you do? I let Muhammad drink wine, whatever it is. I let Abdul Rahim exactly here, he drink beer, he lied. He commits sinner. He saw and saw. He said, you are not my son, you are not my son. He will make tawbah. He will make tawbah. He will make tawbah. So he described, their children described what they did with the human, one by one, the believers. So he rejected him and said, they will repent to Allah. They will repent to Allah. They lie, they will come back to Allah. They commit zina, they will come back to Allah. They watch so and so, they will come back to Allah. They drink, they play lottery, they will come back to Allah. Until one of his children, Iblis, he told him, what did you today? He said, I made Muhammad, he divorced his wife Fatima. He said, you are my son. He loved that. The best pleasure for the shaitan when the man, he divorced his wife, and then after that he destroyed all the family members. Because behind that, the children will be lost. Children actually will be lost between the father and mother, and that is the action which the Iblis like it too much. And why the warrior? We need to ask a question. Why he build his kingdom, his throne over the warrior? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, where the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used to be, Allah he mentioned, وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, before he created the heaven and earth, the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, kingdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he was above the water. And this heaven used to be like a smoke. There is no heaven. No glass, no sun, no moon, nothing. This is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf. So at least he did the same thing. He built his throne above the water to challenge him, to compete with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's exactly to feel greatness. To feel that he is higher, to feel he is great, compete to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why he built his mansion over the world. And why this area, if you concentrate, what is the most place that people disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The beach. You find that in the beach, what are in the beach today? Naked women, naked men. People go to the Muslim in the summer time, Sheikh Haider. Muslim in the summer time, go to the beach for what? Why you go to the beach, my brother? Oh, I'm going because it's too hot, I want to swim. But who will be in the beach? Naked woman? You enjoy? I kind of wonder. A Muslim and he has his wife with hijab. I need to solve that. And take her and go to the beach in the summer and sit in this disobedient place, which is the people disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you see this is not a place for the Muslim. This is not a place for you sister to go to the beach and stay in this place, because this place is cursed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the people gather and to be naked in the beach like that, and the people look to each other, he is mishal as a young people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our children and save all of us and give us forgiveness. The last hadith which I like to join with you today and concentrate with us. حضرة سلمان رضي الله عنه وارضاه ان صحيح مسلم المسلم حديث قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تكونن ان استطعت اول من يدخل السوق ولا اخر من يخرج فانها معركة الشياطين وبها ينصب رايته. حضرة سلمان رضي الله عنه وارضاه said don't be the first one to enter the market. and don't be the last one to come out from the market. The Prophet said that. Don't be the first one enter the market, and don't be the last one to come out from the market. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ here, he said, فَإِنَّهَا مَعْرَكَةُ الشَّيَاطِينَ It is the battle of the shaitan in the market. وَبِهَا يَنْصُبُ رَايَتَهُ And he established his flag early before the people come to the market, and he continued to stay until the last one come out from the market. Why for that? What is the reason for that? في السوق in the market. Let me explain that to you. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, فيها باب الشيطان وطرق حديث بخاري. He said, in it, in the market, the shaitan put his eggs. And the baby is come out from the eggs. Meaning, the shaitan, you want to make sure to start to be in the market, the first one, and to be the last one. What is the brother Kamrun? What is the reason for that? Listen for this. In the market, all the people, the follower of the shaitan, they will be in the market. The follower of the shaitan, the helper of a shaitan, they will be in the market. Do what? People actually go to the market for what purpose? To buy and to buy and sell. It means the man, the wealth. Everybody go to the market for to spend the money or to make money. So between purchase and between sales. And when you have such thing like this, what happened after that? تُحْلَفُ الْأَيْمَانُ الْكَذِبَةِ People will swear with lie. You come to the one who is selling the stuff. And what did he gonna tell you? وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمُ قُصْتَنِي $5. And how much you sell it, you have $5. وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمُ I don't make money in this tijara. I don't make money in this business. In order to sell what? To sell this tijara. So the shaitan, he will be there. Shaitan to deceive the people, to misguide the people. People will swear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in order to sell. And also from those who buy. Wallahi al-Azim, I buy the Eurostar. I bought it salaka al-Azman. I bought it cheaper than this. And he never bought it cheaper than this price. But he swear Allah to make the seller sell it for him cheaper. So, al-ayman al-kaziba, the false testimony. That swear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in order to sell or in order to buy. So the shaitan, he loves this kind of play. To make you swear in order to sell. To make you swear in order to buy. Swear by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then after that in the market, what normally you see in the market? Fighting. You go to the market all the time, you find fighting. See them the way, fighting. Between the people themselves by fighting. This is a place of the shaitan. And then after that, what is in the market also? Ikhtilat. You find between ikhtilat, mixed between who? Men and what? And women. In an Islamic country, Muslim country now, they build a lot of what? Mall. The Muslim country now, they build a mall. Huh? And then when you build the mall, ya Sheikhna, what is the mall? Gather who? The mall. If you buy, the people go to the mall. They don't buy. Because it's very expensive. They make a beautiful and fancy mall like European, like American mall, and they make it. And when you go to the mall, what is the mall will be? Gather who? Brother Hussein. Who exactly gather who? Young men and the young girl. If anybody likes to get exactly, to get time actually with the girl or to make a deal with the girl, they meet each other where? In the market. People, they go to the young men, they go to the market to look for what? Nice stuff. Nice girl. Pretty girl. So they look to each other. The girl, she wear a very nice clothes. She go in the crowded place among inside, in the middle of men. To do that, to excite the people. To deceive the young men. To deceive the old people. So you find ikhtilat mixed, which is not right in Islam. If the woman, she needs to go to the market, she has to fear Allah. And she has to fear with very big hair, for full hijab. And not to put perfume. بيقول قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اذا تعثرت المرأة ثم مرت على قوم فشموا ريحها فهي زانية. If the woman she looked perfume and she passed by a group of people and the group of people smelled her, this woman is what? زانية. Like she commit adultery. Like the woman she commit adultery. Sister, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When you go in a crowded place, you have to full, you have to wear a full hijab. You have to not to put any goods or perfume, so the people, the men will smell you. And if they smell you, and they say, Allah, this woman, she smells very good. She put like a nice perfume. You're deceiving the young men. You're deceiving the men. The people will have a desire on you. The people will look at you. It's not only perfume, it's a makeup. We have a disaster in our generation called the makeup. Women go to the market and she put a lot of makeup. Red and the blue and the F all the color. She make herself like in a wedding and she go to the market. It is a place for the shaitan. If the woman she do that, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And in the market we have more than that. We have what? Thief. The thief try to go to the market, right or not? The best place for the thief, where is it? In the market. Because the people, they have the money to buy. The people, they have the money to buy some stock. So the thief will be there. And الشياطين are also from the human. الشياطين are from the jinn. As you have shayateen from the jinn, you have shayateen from the human. Because whoever follow the footsteps of the shaytan from the human, he will be shaytan like him. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. And the shaytan will lead the people astray, lead the people to be misguided in the market, confuse them. So the best way place for the shaytan to be in the market, so he make sure to enter the market early, and he leave the market as the last one to come out from the market, to make sure he get rid of the last one to come out from the market. But and more than that, he forgot why you be in the market. What happens to the salaya, doctor? When I will be in the market, finish, because green, it come out in the market. People forgot. That's why Hazrat Uthman is sending Adhan in the market to remind the people about Salat al-Jum'ah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ or you believe. If you hear the Adhan, the time of the Salat will be calling for the Salat al-Jum'ah, فَاسْعَوْا شَغِلْ. Turn to the masjid. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ and leave the business, leave the trade, because the people they used to be busy. They go for and they busy sailing to find some people here. Salat al-Jum'ah, you go and eat first. You sit down in the restaurant and find, I got by. When I go to the masjid Friday, I found the people around the corner sitting to eat. Ya akhi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could close your mouth, wallah. Wallahi, Allah is able to could make you never eat again. But he prefers to eat first and he leaves Salat al-Jum'ah. Because Salat al-Jum'ah is in the dark. وقال الشيخ مصطفى يقول لك الصلاة وقال الشيخ عثمان يقول لك الصلاة 135 so I'm going to work there 130 الحمد لله and he goes to the صلاة 130 الحمد لله يقول لك صلاة يا my brother you look for صلاة الجمعة because صلاة الجمعة you have to be before the imam leading the member but people they prefer to buy stuff والله around the corner people enter the shop the closed store in the market over there, in the Broadway, they enter the place and Salat al-Jum'ah are there around the corner, so he prefer to buy from stuff before Salat al-Jum'ah. And you have to know anybody sells in stuff. Anybody has a shop, or anybody has any store, or anybody has a career to work in any place, and he work at that time of the Jum'ah, his money is haram. He feed his mind, his children from al-haram. Because Allah he told you clearly in the ayah Surah al-Jum'ah, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ Leave the business, leave the trade, leave everything, and hurry up to listen to al-khutbah, to listen to al-fatuh, to pray in the jama'ah. But don't prefer the dunya more than Allah. If you prefer the dunya more than Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make you loser in this dunya, and all your money will be haram. Some people who have excuse, I have meetings. Meeting? What can I do? I'm going to have a meeting in the Salat al-Jum'ah.
my meeting you will be from 1 to 2. I cannot, my supervisor, he told me meeting. You have to teach your supervisor to respect your team. Teach him, because they are old. They leave 1 o'clock every Friday. They don't care even if they will be a big loss. They have to leave 1 o'clock to be before sunset in their house. They don't care about work. They don't about the Muslim. Cheap. Muslim is willing to be so and so. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts from all the sins. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us righteous. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us from the shayateen and jinn and ins. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts from the hypocrisy, from lying, from the shaitan, from all the fitna, from all arrogance, to dispute. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to save all of us from all fitna. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to give us the victory. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to guide us to be among the righteous people and to forgive all our sins and to make the last deed in our life to be righteous and to enter the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and to be saved from the graveyard and to be saved in the hereafter from the hellfire. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to make all of us love each other في سبيل الله. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to help us to establish Masjid Manhattan and to work for Allah to establish Masjid Manhattan. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to remove all the difficulties and to build the Masjid Manhattan sincerely to Allah without looking for any position, without looking for any benefits inshaAllah ta'ala, and to make all of us qualify inshaAllah ta'ala to be the soldiers of Allah and to establish the deen Allah and to make the da'wah fi sabeel Allah. JazakumAllah khair for listening. SubhanAllah wa hamdik. InshaAllah la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.